Hi, everybody. Excuse me. I got what they got. My name is Rick Sutley. I'm an Elkie. And, doing these step presentations has put me to work a bit. I didn't want to come up here and not have, like, something. So it's been good for me. It's been real good for me. Reminds me exactly where I was when I first got here, and that's a good thing. I can honestly tell you, I started my fourth step about 8 months sober. My sponsor saw to it that he thought I was ready, and he asked me a couple weeks later, he goes, "How's that list going?" I said, "Oh, I'm working on it, you know." And a couple weeks later, "I'm still working on it, you know." And he got tired of that and he said, "So what's going on, Rick?" And I said, "Well, I don't know why, but I start writing stuff down in a tablet and then I don't like it and I crinkle it up and throw it out. And I keep doing that. I'm almost out of paper." I said, "I can't figure out what the big book says about those columns, you know, and fear and all that stuff. I could not understand it. With great effort, I couldn't get it in the beginning." It was, he goes, "That's okay. The important thing is you write down. Because you, who knows your past better than you, you know?" And it, the one thing that struck me was, like all the things we do in AA, they ask us to be honest. And I was as honest as I could be at that time. We don't all of a sudden be really, really honest. My brain was still fogged, and even at 7 months, it was 8 months, it was just a start. But what he said is, "Don't worry about writing all that stuff down." And I was telling him how I was stealing, and I gave like 20 examples. We don't need 20 examples. We get the idea. You were a thief. And, you know, it's like, I told a few lies. That was just a lie. looking at yourself isn't necessarily easy. Before I got to AA, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. I was at a bar one time, a guy walked up to me, he says, "Look in that mirror, tell me what you see." He says, "I look at you and I see there's nobody home." Ouch. He wasn't even like a sponsor or anything. He was just blunt. And those are the kind of things that eventually set me on my way. Because I kept doing what I was doing. I don't give a shit what I look like. And I got to work. I got to work writing stuff down. And it was quite a list. And I was doing both sides of the paper. And I was into my fourth page. And, you know, every time I got done with it, I would fold it up and I would put it in my wallet. Because God help me if my wife found it, you know? And, you know, I always thought I was fooling her. I wasn't fooling her. And all my dead batteries and flat tires and stuff, somebody sideswiped my car, all that. She knew I was telling a few whoppers. I know some of us tell whoppers, you know. But it was a big deal. That's kind of a hard thing to do. It's always easier to look at everybody else. Say, man, look at that guy. He's rude. That was a John Madden reference. Having decided to let God direct our will in unmanageable lives, we step out of the driver's seat to inspect our alcoholic personalities. We make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. AA personality changes begin from such honest evaluation. That word is in there everywhere. Honest. It was almost from the very beginning of me approaching this step. There's certain things I'm just not going to tell you. It was just, I wasn't ready. I wasn't capable. I wasn't that honest. I came to be. It took a while. But the importance of thoroughness is a big deal. Like all the steps, you know. Be honest and really delve into it. A course of vigorous action. That was pretty damn demanding. Writing that stuff about myself. And I probably didn't do myself justice, you know. Because I didn't understand all the things that I was selfish in. It took me a while to learn that stuff. That I was self-centered. And then the examples that pointed that out, it took a while to learn those things. I could write stuff down, say who I had a resentment against or who burned me up. I could write that stuff all day. Knowing what I've done, the list wasn't small. I was 34 when I got here. Man, I did all that in 17 years of drinking. Personal housekeeping. Vital and crucial step. It could have little permanent effect unless followed by a strenuous effort to face and be rid of those things that you were writing down about yourself. And with that in mind, starting with, I am not telling people these couple of things, I was as honest as I could be. That's just, I was unable or unwilling to say those things. Fear, ashamed. My behavior always wasn't like it is now. Try and be respectful, you know. That was the furthest thing from my mind when I was drinking. Resentment's the number one offender. I had a list. Resentments, hard ones. Screaming out loud resentments. The place where I worked, you know, they fired me 3 times already, you know. Sons of guns. And it was a lot more than that, though. It was some people that worked there. Some bosses that worked there. You know, like they went out of their way to make my life fun. Anyway, it was a hard task for somebody that I still hadn't swallowed all my pride. I still had that ego thing up there, which we all keep a little bit of it. We wouldn't be right if we didn't. But I think the words that continue to get my attention whether it's from the big book or the 12 and 12, it's thoroughness and honesty. I heard many people say, I didn't get it all right the first time. I had to redo it and redo it. Well, that gave me a little bit of hope, you know, that I wasn't going to be left behind. This is really a vigorous course of action, considering we just a few months ago said we're alcoholics, you know, and didn't like that. And then nothing but a higher power is going to be able to return me to sanity. That was, man, talk about swallowing a lot. The third step, and like all the steps, we're finding out that we can ask God to help us, whether it be that desire to drink or that desire not to be as crude and rude, among other things. I can get better. That's what they told me. I'm better than I used to be. And those are the kind of things that really help me. When an old timer would be at a step meeting, he'd say, yeah, I don't steal as much as I used to, you know. I said, oh, great. There's still hope for me. They, of course, resentments, you know, it just, they kind of stress that a little. I didn't work the fourth step after looking at the 12 and 12. I stayed in the big book. Now that I've read it a number of times over the years, but preparing for this, holy crow, step four in the 12 and 12 is quite a few pages. And they get into quite a lot of detail. I had to ask my sponsor lots of questions. He told me, he says, before you get too far into this, after that month delay, he said, if you run into a problem, make sure you get a hold of me. Don't, because you can get down on yourself. It's depressing to see the list, you know. It's like, dang. And I got good guidance from the sponsors that I have had. And Merle Grotto, my first sponsor, he told me, that inventory isn't just about what's wrong or bad with you. Put something on that list that's good about you. And he said that like just before a meeting, and then you know, after the meeting, I said, hey, I was thinking all meeting. I can't think of anything to put down on my list for good. You guys had me in circles, you know. I was like, dang. And that's just honest. After the meeting, he sat down with me and he said, you have a job? Yes. That's a plus. What do you do there? I'm a pipe fitter. Okay, that's a plus. You have skills. Write that down. Write down a lot of things that you take for granted. And that saying about there's bad in the best of us and there's good in the worst of us. I don't know which one applied to me, but I got the sense what they were talking about. But self-centeredness, I guess my life was really out of control. When they say self will run riot, I didn't understand that at first. I did what I wanted to do any damn time I wanted to do it. And don't get in my way. It was just my way. That's the problem. It was my way. And you guys were really doing a good job of let me know that to improve, you have to try. You can't just say, well, I hope I get better. Well, I guess you could. But this is where that belief in a higher power came back in again, saying, ask God for help making this list out. Ask God for guidance about, you know, God never spoke to me, but it was a moment that he was getting my attention that this was something I had to do. And don't be afraid, because God's there with you. To be honest, I probably say that too much. So everything I said before wasn't honest. To be honest, I was rethinking, like when I started the fourth step, why in the hell did I start? You know, it's like, you know what? I did that step because I was told to do that step. That was why I did the fourth step. And that's pretty humbling. But that's how much you guys cared to say, this is what we do. This is a vital step. Thoroughness and honesty. Yeah, I got that. And this is, you know, I don't know if it's the hardest thing I ever did, but looking at myself was a very challenging task. You know, I was writing some words down, and they're all dishonesty, self-pity, criticism. I might have criticized a few people. Yeah, I was opinionated, that's what I was. Jealousy, intolerance, fear, anger. That had them in capital letters. I wasn't sure how this was going to work out. But as I did with all the first three steps, I trusted that what I was being told would work out for me if I did this action and follow it up with more action. You guys are endless with the tasks. And the only thing, now I will tell you that next week. It's hard to talk about one without the other. But step four, you know, the words they used, I mean, they were really skilled and blessed to write those words that help us to live. Not just be sober, but enjoy life. I wasn't a very good judge of enjoyment. That probably last 8 years of my drinking was far from being enjoyable. And probably the first 7 months in AA weren't very enjoyable either. You know, I think back, you know, I mean, every day it's something else. And then I think I know a few people's name, and I go to another meeting, and there's another whole group of people. I had enough on my mind trying to remember names. Jeez. But that's what we all face. You know, we're trying. And that's where the process begins. If we try. Now, I can tell you, I made the list. And then I studied it a bit and saw that there was way more negatives than there were positives. And my sponsor helped me through that. You know, He says, look around this room. You think everybody here was Mr. Nice Guy when they were drinking? No. And watch him women too, you know. Watch them. And the simple fact is, I was stunned the very first time I heard Bev give a lead. You know, she looked so nice and had it together, and there she is talking about pulled drapes and wine, oh my gosh, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the one thing she said in that first time I ever heard her, which has nothing to do with four step, but it's my 25 minutes. She said, don't compare how you feel on the inside to how everybody else looks on the outside. And for some reason I got it, like, holy crow. Because she didn't basically say there's fakers, but some people say everything's great, you know, all the time, happy, happy. Your first year of sobriety isn't happy, happy, unless you were very unusual. I should not cast criticism on all of you. I should, or I shouldn't. That's what we do for one another. And then every once in a while, it tells us in the book about what we should do while in the process of this step. We never apologize for God. They trust their God. We never apologize for God. Instead, we let Him demonstrate through us in what He can do. And He'd already done a pretty good job of displaying the fact that He took my desire to drink away. I mean, I don't know how you could top that, but I found out He could do that and much more. And that's every step, every week I'm going to say that. It's about finding that faith and trust that God will help you. You aren't going to win $1 million. You aren't even going to be a thousandaire. But the gifts that we get, they're priceless. But we don't know that in the beginning. We just don't know what we don't know. And I was a little slow. I probably already said that. Now let's get everybody's attention. We treat sex as we would any other problem. Now, they put that in there just to get our attention. Maybe we never thought about our behavior sexually was other than making love. In meditation, we ask God what we should do about each specific matter. The right answer will come if we want it. See, boy, you're putting a lot of trust in all this stuff. Come on, God, you better not screw me in the end here. You know, I was a bit worried. So, Nick, man, it's a lot on faith that we proceed forward. And it's probably as honest a moment as I've had in a while. Is me saying that the reason I did that four step was because I was told to do it. I was not a follower. I didn't like to do what people told me to do. But something happens in here, and people that have long-term sobriety and work the steps, they tend to smile a little bit more. They tend to be a little more relaxed. And that was something to shoot for. If they could get that from doing the steps, why can't I? You know, that it was, I had to believe. The day I arrived, I just had a car accident. I got a DUI. My wife's upset again. And I know that I'm in trouble again. And I had another DUI before that. She wasn't thrilled about that one either. I told her today, I says, "You really need help." And she goes, "And then some." Living with me. She's a saint. But we trudge forward on this path, doing those things that other people tell us will help us. And it just so happens that along with all of the things we write down and ponder, think about, get depressed about, there at the end is, and God will help you to relieve you of the kind of things that stand in your way of being a useful human being. And I felt pretty desperate. I like to say I had the gift of desperation. I don't know about any of you, but I thought this was pretty dramatic, you know, holy crow, detox, rehab, and coming to AA. This was traumatic, you know. I was like, holy crow. And I know you guys know all about that. Whether you just walked in through the door or however you got here, the things we are asked to look at and do are as serious can be. Even in the first step, that last paragraph in the 12 and 12, it says, who wants to do all this stuff? Who wants to be honest and tolerant? Who wants to pray and meditate? You know, and on and on. And at the bottom it says, the average alcoholic, self-centered in the extreme, he does these things if he wants to live. And the words, they're really distinct, thorough. You know what thorough means. And you know what, the best of your ability, what honesty is. And a belief that you're going to come through the other side much better off. And the problem with the fourth step is you know what it's followed by. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But it is an amazing journey that has been opening my eyes for many, many a year. I'm able to see things that I missed in my first year, my first 10 years. Someone told me, you don't have spiritual eyes. You don't have spiritual ears. You're missing the spiritual message. I had to learn how to receive. Not shut it off and, okay, you're going to talk about God, that's it, I'm done. No, I had to listen. And being told that I don't know nothing by my sponsor was, you know, about as tough as he got. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he says, every meeting you come to, when they announce the topic, you sit there and try and figure out what you're going to say to impress us. I'm thinking, how in the hell does he know that? And what the real message was, you don't have to think. If it's there, it'll come out. He says, you're missing each and every person that has shared in that meeting, and you were too busy trying to be a show-off or something. All I know is this has been a true blessing for me to be able to do this. You know, who'd ever thought I would talk to somebody about God? You know, you don't think of those things when you're newly sober. You're just like, oh my God, can I make a year? I don't know. That's one day at a time, stupid, you know? They always have an answer for that stuff. Anyway, I really think that's about enough on step four. Even now, when I look at the fourth step, the way they go through it in here, it's quite demanding. It's really intense. But the longer I'm sober, the better my eyesight gets to look back on myself and start to see. And I thought I had gotten rid of everything. I didn't. And there were some things I did on purpose that I didn't want. I got rid of them at a retreat. This ex-priest was at a retreat in Glenodo. And on Saturday, he's available for some stuff, you know, like listening to your fifth step. And that's all I wanted to say was these two things. But he was a human being. I went to him. I said, I haven't been able to... I didn't write them down. They were so well imprinted, I didn't need to write them down. But I was full of fear. And I think if you feel that when you're working these steps in the beginning, that's just a true emotion. There's a little bit scary here. A lot on trust. Trust God, you know. I'd like to thank you again for having me here. I can only imagine what next week will be like. To pull out that
All
list.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. This is the time in the meeting that we have for questions. So does anybody have a question for Rick on the fourth step?
I don't really have a question.
In the form of a question.
I don't think I can do that. First of all, I want to thank Rick for an excellent presentation. You know, we talk about, you know, our prior life being of use to other people. Rick was a big influence on me when I was new. And I had known him already for several years. And I knew him when he was still drinking. And one of the reasons he made such an impression on me and it helped keep me sober was when I ran into him in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, he wasn't the same guy that I used to know when he was drinking. Not by a long shot, I might add. But when I could see the difference that had come over a person and what had happened to him since he came to AA, I thought, you know, maybe this will work. Maybe there's a chance that it will work for me. So I thank you for tonight, and I thank you for those days. Long time.
Thank you. That was very fine. Thank you.
Oh, get her over here now.
Thanks, Rick. That was a good presentation on your fourth step. In the 12 and 12, it has a question, so I'm going to ask it. If we were pretty nice people all along, except for our drinking, what need is it therefore a moral inventory now that we are sober. Well, I was a good guy, except the last 5 years I was an idiot.
And I believe that somewhere after that it tells you, maybe you better take a better look back there. I mean, hell, I'm just saying that's the kind of thing I heard.
How do you deal with a sponsee if they come at you like that?
Well, starting out with explaining what this step is. He's heard it 1,000 times, or at least 100, if he come to meetings. You know what that step is. And you aren't looking forward to it. And I try and say, let me tell you, just like I said tonight, I wasn't thrilled about this. There's a lot of things I did that I wasn't very thrilled about. And always caution somebody, if they have questions, to call. If they're really getting down on themselves, we need to sit down and work through those depressed kind of moods that some people do get into when they're looking at themselves. And then just be support as it goes along. It took me a while to write that all down. But in the end, that was, it's like the daily reflection today, shining a light back on my past.
Hey, Rick. My name is Paul, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Paul.
Some of the things that I think about when I try and think of how I would do a fourth step in inventory, besides doing what my sponsor says, some of the things that I've done, I'm kind of really a blur, really a blur. I try so hard to suppress thinking about them for so many years, because the damage has been going on for so long that I have a hard time believing myself, my thoughts on certain subjects. So I get stuck in those. So how do you deal with that when you get stuck doing an inventory, when you can't even decide what the reality is? How did you deal with that?
I had blackouts. I don't know everything I did, I'm sure. It reminds me, anybody ever drive down a city street and see sparks flying up as you're driving down the road? Yeah, me neither.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I answered your question. I'll talk on the way home.
Okay.
No problem.
Sorry. Angel alcoholic. So I have attempted the fourth step probably 5 times, and it always takes me back out. Every single time. So what do you...
One of the first things I would think of was, do you have a sponsor?
Yeah. I did at that time.
Okay, well, because that sponsor can be more help than we realize. We would like to write all that stuff privately, but sometimes we need somebody there to encourage us to not get so far down in the weeds, we can't see nothing. And kind of balance it out. When you're doing a four-step, you don't just put down the bad stuff. You put some good stuff. But a close supervision from a sponsor is, you know, if that's what sends you out, you know. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Bridget. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Bridget.
And Rick, I really want to thank you because what I'm hearing from you is all from the heart and from your experience, and also saying that it was overwhelming in the beginning, and I found the same thing. Because I wasn't honest with myself when I was drinking, it wasn't just about drinking, but I thought it was. And I didn't realize all the harm I had been doing and the lies I'd been telling myself. And going through the steps, and especially the fourth step, it was a revelation for me, because when I first did the fourth step, I didn't really have my part in things. You know, I had a lot of resentments. Everybody was a jerk. Everybody did stuff to me, but I didn't have any part in it, and I didn't see any of that until I had help from my sponsor to see that I need to put myself into, like, what is my part in it? What, you know, I could always talk about what someone did to me, but what did I do to precipitate that? Or how did I make that even worse? So you're right about the fact that it is hard. The fourth step is hard. But having the courage to do it is important. And what drove me was that I really wanted what I saw other people have. And I figured there had to be something to it. So I want to thank you for talking about that, and also talking about that it's important to put positives in there about ourselves. I too couldn't think of anything positive about myself. That's another thing about being an alcoholic. We really are this braggadocious on the outside, but on the inside, we're just low self-esteem. So I really want to thank you for that. I don't really have a question about that, but I want to thank you for putting it in that framework, because I too feel that the same way. So thank you.
Thanks, Bridget. I'm not impatient.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
You got it.